Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
We've got news. We've got lots of news.
Okay.
But it's time for real news. Lots of quirky bits I picked up over the weekend that I think you might be interested in, okay? First of all, may I hand the stick of celebration over to Rory O'Hagan, my trusty bearded wonder here, and say congratulations. For the first time in 313 days, Man United won 2 games in a row.
We are so back.
You're back. But you know what? Do you know that guy that has, he started a challenge about a year and a half ago, that he wouldn't cut his hair until Man United won 5 games in a row?
Yeah.
Okay? He started like, pretty much like Rory, with very little hair. Now he's got a massive afro. Because he hasn't been able to cut his hair. Because Man United have not won 2 games in a row. Never mind 5. That's a really big challenge for any team. Even the top 3 teams. To get a 5. And usually there's a draw in there somewhere. But he's got 3 more games to go before he can get a haircut.
He's almost there.
So over the weekend as well, not only did we have some great news from the World Championships as well. Tell us about that wonderful lady that won that silver medal.
Yeah, it was just an absolutely incredible performance, Kate O'Connor in the heptathlon. Did it with an injury as well on top of all that.
She had a bit of a rocky knee, hadn't she?
Yeah, so like, and to get PBs in a lot of her disciplines, she was just absolutely incredible, and the entire country is behind her. Congratulations, Kate.
Oh, it's our first world medal in 30 years. Now, this is on a par with that accomplishment. I'm not taking from you, Kate, but over the weekend as well, a fella set the baby stroller mile world record.
Nice.
For pushing a pram in a mile. He had his little son in the pram. Baby was asleep. And he went around the track and did a mile in 4:26.
That is ridiculous.
The baby was asleep.
Baby fast asleep. They put on extra kind of... I suppose the different kind of wheels on the pram, but he was running, like he was sprinting with the baby in the pram. Baby, it panned out 4:26 with a stroller.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Absolutely incredible scene. For those of you that are single out there and dating at the moment, September is National Take a Man on a Date Month. Many experts recommend a budget range of between 300 and 500 euro is to be spent when you bring a fella out for a free munch or a burger or whatever. You get him a little massage or whatever the case may be.
You're off your head.
500 quid. Where are they going?
I know.
This is it, because it's just to break the, to make men feel valued and appreciated. Take a Man on a Date Month is September. Ladies, it's over to you. Because for decades, society has normalised men footing the bill, right?
Yeah, but...
True wealth, Vic, is about balance in love and money. So
Rory.
What?
If I was taking you on a date,
yeah,
would you expect me to spend between 300 and 500 quid?
Well, now
you?
I would, yeah.
His expectations are higher now.
They've risen.
Is this real or is it a wind-up? The remake in The Bodyguard.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
That's a classic. What?
The remake is coming in 2026.
Who's going to play Whitney?
Kim Kardashian.
No.
Kim Kardashian and Pedro Pascal. He will play. He's going to play. This, apparently, I'm reading loads about this. This is happening.
Is it really?
The Bodyguard, which will star Kim Kardashian in the role played by the late Whitney Houston on the 1992 classic. But you got Pedro Pascal, who's amazing. He'll be in there playing the Bodyguard.
That's going to be a very different scene, isn't it? When he picks her up, scoops her up and brings her out of the place.
Yeah, in a pair of Skims.
Yeah.
And finally for now, a Japanese student has invented a bra that unlocks only with a fingerprint. And... it only opens with the fingerprint of the woman's partner.
Oh, for God's sake. Is it? Are you making this
up? Seriously, you press your thumb like you'd open your phone in the middle of the chest bone, and the bra pops open at the back.
What a time to be alive.
He is taking...
Robo bras.
He is taking millions in orders for the fingerprint activated bra. Finally for now, breaking news coming out of the UK from last weekend's Trump visit. It looks like there was part of that speech that he gave to the royal family that nobody else heard.
And I wouldn't be fond of drinking, but when I do go at it, I do go at it awful and very hard. I do have 45 pints in about 2 hours. I'd have a packet of Crips then and maybe an all packet of peanuts, and I'd go for probably, I'd have 3 more anyway. And I'd get up the following morning and Maureen would have the fry on and I'd go at it again. And there'd be no f***ing stopping me. I'd take the shirt off any man's back.
Wonderful. Superb.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. He's arguing with me off air here, looking for 9 answers.
Is he?
Because he's doing a traitor on it. He's playing playing a role that he's like, quote, this is him. I'm pure tech. He's not pure tech at all.
He's
a fox. Morning, Foxy John.
Good morning, Casey Coon.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I'm pure Dyson.
Pure Dyson, boy.
Give me a cock-a-doodle-doo, boy.
A cock-a-doodle-doo, kid.
Hey.
I'm not joking. You'd have to give me 9 questions and I still probably won't get the 10th one. Aww. It'd have to be Ann and Barry stuff with me, you know.
Ann and Barry. What did Ann and Barry go to buy in the shop?
What the Anne loves jam and Barry loves cars.
Man, my favorite thing about Anne and Barry was the denim flares they both wore. I mean, they had serious jeans on them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anne and Barry, you didn't have Anne and Barry in the UK?
No.
Turn your radio down there, kid. You're some Egypt coming back. What's he listening to?
Me.
Yeah. Is your radio on?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, turn it down there.
Well done.
Yep. At least you're listening to us, better? Which is good, and I appreciate you listening to us. Good man. All right, Johnny, you give me 10 out of 10. I'm going to give you 1,000 euro in fresh, perfect 50s.
Nice.
Well, that's high hopes on a Monday morning, kid.
Well, listen, just Johnny, think positive, man.
Oh, yeah.
Think positive.
Come on, let's do it. Let's
Come
do
on,
it.
John.
I have it.
Are you ready to rock?
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, all right, buddy, let's rock.
Let's play in 3, 2, one.
Okay, question number one. What do Barry's and Lyons sell?
Tea bags.
The UN is abbreviation for what? UN?
United Nations.
Casino Royale is part of what film franchise?
James Bond.
If I said Grazie, what country am I from?
Grazie, Italia.
Good man. Question 5. On your body, where would you find a bunion?
Your foot.
You would. Question 6. What year was Saving Private Ryan released? It was in the 90s.
Oh, very well. 1998.
Good man. 7. Name the Spice Girls' debut album. The very first album from the Spice Girls was called what?
If you want to be my lover.
That was the single. Who played Roy in the IT Crowd? He's from Roscommon.
Say it again.
Are you in the middle of the road there? Who played Roy in the IT Crowd? He's an actor from Roscommon.
Who played Roy?
Yeah. COD is his initial.
Oh yeah, COD. Callum O'Donovan.
Johnny.
I told you I'd need 9 answers and I'd probably get the 10th one.
You were flying it, man. You were flying it. You got tea.
I know it.
You got United Nations, James Bond, Italian for Grazie. You would find a bunion on your feet. 1998 was correct for the Saving Private Ryan. Spice Girls album, would you remember?
Is it called... I don't know.
See, and you're a woman and you don't even know that.
Spice.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was Spice Up Your Life, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a single from it. It was called Spice.
I didn't know that.
Or was it Spice World?
I actually like the Spice World.
Spice World.
Was it Spice World? Or was it Spice. Give me 1 second, I need to check that.
See, you'll have to give me that one because you don't even know.
Yeah,
what was the name of the Spice Girls debut album?
Yeah, that's a false question also.
No,
give me a tick on the box for that.
It was called Spice.
Fair play to you, Dave. You were on the ball.
It was called Spice.
It was Spice, yeah. And Chris O'Dowd played Roy in the IT Crowd.
Callum O'Donovan?
He did.
Who's Callum O'Donovan?
I got his initials right anyway.
Oh yeah, we'll give you that to you, so well done. Now you're still two questions away from the grand, so you'll have to come back and do it again, alright Johnny?
I'd love to.
Johnny, love your work.
You're
See
a
you soon.
Legend you are.
Go on a shout out there to the old school DJs and the group chat, yeah?
Yeah, as always, old school DJs. Johnny, where are you standing, by the way? Sounds very busy.
I'm pulled in, right? I'm beyond Nad and nearly at Ballincollig.
Okay, all right. Watch out for Johnny there if you're flying by and take it handy. No. See you soon, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Did you hear the horn, yes?
Is that your car?
Is it?
Listen, there now, I do it again, though.
Go on. Oh, that's beautiful.
Let's go, I love it.
Do you want to hear my horn?
Go on. Come on, keep it PC, you know, because it's fucking 8:30 in the morning. Like.
Whoa! Only Johnny would say keep it PC and then drop an F-bomb. Apologies about that. I think he got a bit excited over his squeaky horn. Where are you in the world of traitors, Rory O'Hagan? Where
I'm
are you
fully
right
up
now?
To date, of course.
So I did an absolute binge on it yesterday.
Yeah.
Myself and the kids watched the whole lot of it. I think 6 episodes. So I'm just up to Christine's one.
Yeah.
I'm nearly up to scratch with everybody. And yeah, it's phenomenal. It is absolutely brilliant.
Some of the best TV RT you've done in years.
I think so.
I'm one episode behind now.
Okay, so no spoilers, don't worry.
I know, it's fine. Yeah. I understand if you miss it, like, you know, you are going to get spoilers. The phone is, you click on and you see a spoiler on your phone.
Every 5 seconds they're posting something about it. If you would like to be on Traitors Season 2.
Oh.
Here's what you need to do. Traitors@kiteentertainment.com is the email. Traitors@kiteentertainment.com. Sign up. Rory,
are you signing me up?
Over the weekend, I put your name in the hat.
You didn't.
I did.
I love it. Of course you did.
Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd handle the pressure of being a traitor.
I think you'd be great.
As a traitor?
Yeah. As a traitor. You'd run rings around them. Because you play mind games superbly. I can never read you.
Away after 2 minutes.
You've got the best poker face I've ever met.
It's the beard. The beard hides most of the faces.
It really is.
I'd be caught after 2 seconds.
Anyway, if you want to take part, The Irish Traitors, by the way, is going to be shown by the BBC.
It's
so successful here. They were like, oh God, this is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
So all of the stars of Traitors, all of the people that you've got to know over the last couple of weeks, including our Christine from Cork, will now be shown to millions over the UK. Wow. We spoke to Christine Friday.
It was absolutely fine. If anything, when I was lying down, I could hear Paddy going, thanks for coming.
He got really into it, didn't he?
He
thought he was at a real funeral.
I was kind of like, you know, I was doing the little sneaky, like trying to sit up and have a look, and I could see like my toes and the just slightly above, and I could see Paddy, and he was really mourning.
What a hero of a man.
You can go back and listen to the show podcast and get that full chat with Christine from Traitors. But last night, don't worry, no spoilers.
I'm not going to say what happened.
No spoilers. Here we go.
You are the one who has all their flames extinguished, which means you are the one that has been deemed least trustworthy. However, I believe that everyone is worthy of redemption. I'm going to offer you this shield, as well as the shield. I'm also going to offer you this dagger. It gives the holder 2 votes in tonight's round table.
How good is she?
She's amazing.
How good is she as the host of that show?
I think she's been the best host of Traitors so far.
I would vote for Siobhan as President of Ireland if she ran today.
That's a really good call.
If Siobhan was the President, I'd be a happy person.
Of Cork. No, she's done an amazing job of it.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's 2 nights to go?
Last 2 nights. Last night's episode, The Round Table, and The Departure was the best of the entire series, and the departing words from the departed person were just incredible.
Okay.
I'm not going to say any more than that.
There's 2 episodes to go. Am I right there,
yep.
Rory? Yeah. Tonight and tomorrow. That's
then it's over.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm only getting into it. Our lads, make another one quick. Thank you. Red FM
Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Thank you kindly. It's 7:32 and it's Monday morning on Red FM. Morning, gang. There's Victoria Nichols.
Hello.
Rory O'Hagan.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
And Kelly Murphy.
Good morning.
Murph, when you were a teenager a few years ago, did your parents let you have the house to throw a mad party by any chance?
Never.
Vic?
No.
Roar?
No, I was too...
My younger brother was allowed, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sensible.
They trusted him and his friends, didn't they? Okay. My daughter, Robin, I was telling Vic about this earlier on, turned 15 last week and she wanted to have a little bit of a bash.
Yeah.
So we agreed, yeah, no problem. Okay, you can have your friends over. I'm thinking maybe 10 people are going to arrive over. A couple of the girls, a couple of the lads. So it went from 10 people to, oh, Dad, like this person wants to come. And they're bringing a friend. I was like, okay, so now we've got 20 people.
Yeah, 20's all right.
On Saturday morning, I'm doing the kind of logistics of, okay, do we have enough of everything? I need to get lights. I'm renting 2 little twister lights and a smoke machine for the kitchen. We're turning it into a little...
Did you have to get a bouncer for the front door?
I feel like you wanted the big party.
He was the bouncer.
I was the bouncer. But we then went from 20 to 30 people are now coming. So I'm like, okay. Oh, for Jesus Christ, where are we going to put 13, 15-year-olds?
Then
how many turned off?
Come on, tell them.
There were 66 people in my house on Saturday.
Nice.
2 lads turned up. All right. And I'm like, lads, what? But 17, 18 years old. Like, where are you going? Wait, oh, yeah. We heard there was a gaff on. It was like, yeah, for a 15-year-old.
Yeah, and it's my gaff. Get lost.
You're old enough to be in Cronin's. Go down to the pub.
Oh, lads, it was so funny. KC sent me a video of the party, right, on Saturday night, and it was like a scene out of American Pie.
Luckily, everything went off. Everyone had a brilliant time, and they were the best bunch of kids. There was
were so, you DJing the party, actually?
No. Wouldn't let me. Robin, has her own playlist of music, and I was like, I was interested to know, like, what are kids listening to, you know? You know, what are they into these days? What kind of music are they playing? And, yeah. You know, obviously everything that we play on the show, that was blasted out.
Yeah.
But the amount of, yeah, literally, American Pie, Sweet Carolines, yeah. Don't Look Back in Angers.
Yeah.
That were all on their party playing? Playlist.
Yeah.
Can't beat the classics.
You can't beat the classics. I am very happy to report that the house is still there. No guards were called.
Did you embarrass her?
I did a few times, but I had to go in and check. You know, you have to do the house check. You have to go in and make sure everyone's all right. There's no one to sleep under the piano or anything like that. You know, everybody was fine.
You have to keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, then, were you going around every room going, time now, folks, please!
Literally, lights on.
Yeah.
And are you right there, folks, now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's my hall. Come into the kitchen now, lads. Here we go.
Oh, it took me a second to realize.
Yeah, yeah.
Got good taste in music, anyway.
Was that Benny King or BB King? Know. Benny King. Yeah.
I just think of the film, but yeah.
Now, for those of you who have kids in your life, why is my alarm still going off?
Nice smooth jazz.
I like it, isn't it? Yeah. For those of you that ever, you know, maybe your kids are around the 9-10 mark, and you will be in this zone very soon, where your teenagers will turn to you and go, "Can we have a house party at home?" The biggest fucking mistake I made for the whole thing, and I'm kicking myself. I should have charged a tenner ahead. Like, that's the
profit.
That was the one. Do you know what? I could have got 15 ahead.
You could have.
I would have let those two older teens in as well, lad. Sorry. Red FM
breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.
Yeah, so navigating through the wild world of being a parent of. Just one teenager so far. It's all new to me. It's all new to Rach. It's all like, you know, it's new. It's, you know, when you haven't done it before yet, you know. And there's always loads of challenges. I mean, you know, see, the thing is, I think we were possibly the same. Once you hit 12, 13, that mark, you want your own independence. You just want to be with your friends.
You do, yeah.
And you don't want stupid adults knocking around.
Yeah.
You just feed me, give me money and go away.
Literally,
that's fair enough. Remember the fellow we spoke to before, the secret teening?
Oh, yeah.
So it's all... So this fellow, he remained anonymous, but told us about life as a teenager in Cork.
About events.
Okay.
It's all about getting out of the house, getting away from mum and dad. Don't want to be hanging out with you.
Yeah,
anymore.
It makes sense, really,
just
doesn't
watch
it?
Watch out for the fences.
What do they think of adults?
Oh, Jesus, adults. In general, but it's more like specific ones, so teachers and parents. You can't win, you know? You argue with one of them... When you're right, you're still wrong. Do you know what I mean? And you can be held accountable for anything, punished for everything, because they're above you. You can't punish them, like. Imagine trying to give your teacher detention, like.
I know, yeah.
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 As it should be,
as
lads.
It should be, child.
The whole world is against them.
What's the difference between city teens and county teens, yeah?
They're a different breed out in the county, like. As in, it's just, music is the most basic thing you can think of. As in, all the city lads dying to go to the Cronas, right? But then you'd have the country boys who cannot wait for Nathan Carter. it's a different ball game out there. And, I mean, even the way they go out is so much different. I'd say they leave the house so rarely that when they do, they decide to hit it hard. Like, they go all out, take no prisoners. Like, there's parties, you know, out in the city, and you'd always hear people, you know, leaving with phone chargers, foods, TV remotes, just to cause hassle, like. But... out in the country, I wouldn't have, like, this is unimaginable. Somebody got kicked out of a party and he decided to leave with the engine of a lawnmower. Like,
what?
Unthinkable stuff.
Unthinkable stuff. Where are you going with the engine of that lawnmower? Again, so with teens, I mean, you know, we've all been there, we've all been teenagers. I said, is booze a big part of the culture now for you? Yeah.
God, yeah. Confirmed, like, as in. It's just part of the culture. As in, to be fair now, there's still a lot of people that don't. But it's very common. People do it. Like, there's just kind of a weird obsession with getting drunk. But a lot of people have parents that are okay with it. And some, like, even fewer now, parents that get the drink for the children, like, but...
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if, as a parent, if I feel better that if it comes to that, that my kids do it in front of me.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Do you just encourage them to stay away from it as long as you can?
Yeah.
But I know around your circle of friends, you know, there's going to be pressure.
We just sat under trees.
Yeah. GA feels.
With
good
flagons.
Times.
Yeah. What do you do for money, teenagers?
I myself now get nothing. Like, as in, I'm getting a hard time at home. Do you know what I mean? I get paid for cutting the grass and that's if I'm lucky. Do you know? It's like... But there's some people, the lucky ones get pocket money. And
how
they...
Much?
Tenner a week, like for doing small jobs, is ridiculous now. Like, but then some people make money from babysitting and all that crack.
Okay, money's a big important thing for them. Events are still hugely important. But this is the final question on the secret teen. Do you respect us, and could you survive on your own without us as your parents?
Not a chance, because fending for myself is not something I'm prepared to do at the moment. I go home, dinner is made for me, my clothes are clean for me, the bed sheets are there ready. Radiator's on, the house is toasty. Like, someone's taking care of that for me. Do you know, if I was by myself, that would not be happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, teenagers, like, we need someone to handle us. Like, if we were all there with each other, like, we'd be dead in a week.
Cash machine.
I just love the honesty. At least you acknowledge that much, that we provide you with radiators that are toasty.
Exactly. We don't like you, but we desperately need you.
Anyway, 7:43 is the time. Right. Let's do €105,000. Mark won an incredible amount of money, the biggest amount in Cash Machine on Friday. So well done to him. He won €258,000. Absolutely epic. Well done. Shauna the week before took €104,000 out of the Cash Machine. You this week, you're playing for €105,000. If you want to play for another amazing amount of money, €105,000, text RED to 57557 right now. And that will get you in the draw. It will cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate to enter this game. You need to be over 18. You are playing across the Goal network of stations. And all the legal stuff right now is at redfm.ie, where you can enter online as well. It's €105,000 this Friday. We will ring between 3 and 4, and we will call you on a private number. Best of luck, everybody. Text RED to 57557. You're in for €105,000.
Red FM's Cash Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.